it'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
And welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White. We're back.
It's been so long. Been across the world and back again.
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Back in town.
I know. Drinking beer together again, finally. Not just via the internet. And today we're drinking a Bourbon County brand, or this is a backyard rye.
Yeah.
The Bourbon County brand stout family, the backyard rye edition.
Right. So every year they come out with different variants of the BCS, you know, every year on Black Friday. They always try to do a cherry beer. I mean, not a cherry beer, but like a fruit-based beer.
Right.
Right. So the first one was Bramble, maybe? First one was Bramble Rye. Then there was Cherry Rye.
Uh-huh.
And this is Backyard Rye. So the Bramble Rye, when it came out, it was like almost like cough syrup, like a little too. They put so much fruit in it because they wanted it to last for a long time, right? But it wasn't something you could drink like right away and enjoy it.
Okay,
you know? Not like this. This is great. This is Backyard Rye. So Backyard Rye has three different berries in it. There's like berries, Marion berries, boysenberries, and mulberries.
Mm-hmm.
The mulberries they got from Humble Park. They actually went out and shook trees. They laid down like some sheets, shook some trees, and got these fruits for you.
Yeah,
Brad.
I think we talked about that on one of those episodes. Brett Porter out there shaking trees in the Humble Park. Yeah.
So this is good stuff, man. It's they were talking about all the different variants of Bourbon County that didn't make the cut.
And, what have you got?
Blood Orange.
Blood, okay.
Mole.
With
like three different chilies.
Hmm.
Chicory. And I'm still not sure chicory is. I think chicory is like a plant or a wood.
It's like a root. Yeah.
It's an old wooden ship.
Wood or root, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what chicory
is. They did the habanero one for Phobab, right? Was it habanero? Oh, they did a ancho chilies.
Oh, yeah. Ancho chilies, you're right.
Yeah.
And and a mint chocolate. Mint chocolate. So those are the ones that didn't make
mint
the cut.
Chocolate sounds interesting.
Sounds really fun.
Hmm.
Yeah. But we got Backyard Rye for this year's variant, which is nice.
Right, and so this came out in November. It came out on Black Friday.
Yeah.
That's probably when we were talking about it, Black Friday edition of the Chicago Beer Pass. but this is a big beer. What are they, like 13, 14%?
Yeah, totally. This is checking in at 12.7. Hmm. Yeah. So it's good. It's a nice, especially now, like maybe 5 months later, nice tart cherries and, you know, little sour. Which is nice.
Yeah, I didn't pick up any bottles. I feel like I've had this a couple times here and there, but this is the first time actually with a bottle that I can see.
Yeah. It looks good. It's got some weird thing going on with the font. We were talking about that. They usually have the, the white lettering with the gold trim on the outside of the letters, but this one, they're kind of separated. It almost looks like a...
Like it was misprinted or like a label mistake here or something.
Yeah, totally. Great beer, man. Glad to be drinking it.
Yeah, and so if we're not messed up by the end of this episode, we will be once this bottle's gone, after the episode maybe.
Yeah.
But we got a lot to talk about because it was 2 weeks away.
It's been a while.
You've been all over drinking. I was drinking another country, just lots of Murphy's and Guinness, whiskey.
So how was it, man? Do they, you hit a lot of bars, hit breweries too, or?
We went to Guinness.
Okay. How was Guinness, man?
It's neat. The brewery they have there is kind of like a museum kind of thing.
Okay.
They're not. It's like their storehouse, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And so it's more of just like a tour in the Guinness experience. So you're like learning how the beer's made. You're just kind of like a self-guided tour. You're walking around. You see all these different things. You get to have Guinness.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's a beautiful space, and you could spend a long time there just walking around, looking at all the old advertising stuff. There's like five floors to walk through.
Oh, wow.
So it's cool.
It's a big space.
And then we went over to, also went over to Porter House. They do the Oyster Stout that's pretty famous.
Okay.
And that place was excellent. Their beers are good. So we hung out there for a while.
Oyster Stout sounds crazy by description, but I've had one. I know... Floyd's and Half Acre made one called Mutiny of the Mollusk or something, crazy artwork as usual. And but it was an oyster stout. I'm like, man, what is this? But
right, I wouldn't trust oyster stouts from the Midwest.
Don't trust oyster stouts from Indiana.
Yeah. Where are they getting those oysters from?
Yeah.
But as far as, like, craft beer in Ireland, it was mostly, like, Guinness and Murphy's and Carlsberg, at least the places that I went to. Like,
yeah.
But I'm sure there's a scene and it's growing out there. You heard from people like, oh, go to this place. I only had a limited amount of time, so.
It's probably one of those things like, you know, you go to Wisconsin and they're pretty much just drinking Wisconsin beers, you right. know, at that point.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of probably like that. Like, yo, we're drinking beers made in Ireland. Uh-huh. God damn it.
But I was in Ireland, so I had to drink a lot of whiskey, too. Oh, so yeah. I was right. doing that. Sitting by the fire, drinking whiskey. Mm. Not a bad day.
That sounds like a good time.
But so what did you make it to while I was gone?
So I made it to a few events. The first one, I think, was the Michael Jackson tribute, the Beer FX Michael Jackson tribute. So it was Michael Jackson, the Beer Hunter. It was his. It would have been his 72nd birthday last week, so or maybe 2 weeks ago now. But yeah, so we went there. It was at the Chop Shop in the Chop Shop in Wicker Park, and so there's a film, like a 90-minute film on his life. It's a documentary where they're kind of following him around, and then they're interviewing guys that were peers of his and guys that he visited.
Okay.
So that was the documentary. But before the documentary, Beer FX put together a roundtable discussion with guys who actually knew Michael. So Marty Nachel, who's a Beer for Dummies, he wrote that mm-hmm. book. He was the moderator. And then it was Little Stevie Hamburg.
Okay.
Stevie's my guy, man. I like Stevie. Randy Mosier and Mike Miller. Mike owns Delilah's and Bottom Lounge.
Oh, cool.
So they were the panel. Marty's the panelist. And it was a really good conversation about it. Wasn't like your average beer event. So some of the takeaways were, somebody brought up, what do you think about, you know, beer hunting? And actually it was Scala who brought it up. He's like, what do you think about, you know, beer hunting now has kind of morphed into like beer collecting. And what do you think about like guys rating beers, you know?
Okay.
And they were kind of saying, hey, you know, Randy, this was a topic near and dear to Randy's heart. So Randy's mm-hmm. kind of talking about how, you know, a lot of those ratings are skewed to higher ABV beers. And it went into this conversation about how, you know, everyone's palate is totally different. So the idea sure. that you should start a store based off of ratings from a website doesn't make a lot of sense. And like, you know, the whole idea of styles is kind of is something that came along with Michael Jackson, but you should mm-hmm. basically get out and try a lot of these beers and don't just trust ratings to decide whether a beer is good or bad. You know, try to understand, you know, styles and what it's supposed to taste like.
Sure. But it's nice to have somewhere to go, I guess, like a base for this. Like, if you know nothing, like if you want to go to a restaurant, you look at a rating. Like, what do other people say is good? I don't want to go to like Joe's hot dog stand.
And everybody think Joe sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and it's getting like one star.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of truth in that. And that was the counterpoint. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to be dismissive of sites like Rate Beer and Beer Advocate because they're so informational,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people just, you know, are unaware. Like we talk about all the time, you know, if you're somebody who, you know, has a great time at a bar and you go to Benny's and there's like 500 beers, 500 different bottles, you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you do need a point of reference.
Right.
So that was a counterpoint. I think they were just kind of speaking from their point of view or from Mandy's point of view.
Right. As someone like them who's now drink probably more beers than anyone and so many beers. And it's like, well, yeah, of course you maybe aren't using that because you know what you like, but if you don't know what you like yet, yeah, trust the collective, right? The collective's there to help give you a rounded answer to something.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And that was so that was Randy's stance about beer ratings, and then Michael in response to that was kind of saying what you're saying.
Okay.
Like, hey, you know, these things are a good measuring stick. But you should still be adventurous enough to try these beers, you know, on your own and come up with your own opinion. And then more importantly, come up with your own descriptors. You know, don't be afraid to say, well, he said, if it smells like a hooker's dirty toe, then, you know, then don't be afraid to say that. If that's what it smells like to you.
How does he know this? He's sniffing hooker's toes.
Or like, you know, an old sweatshirt or something. That was another example. All right. It was hilarious though. It was funny stuff, man. And so they were talking about to bring it home, you know, a little bit more, you know, focused on what we're talking about, right? And not about hooker's toes, right? He said, hey, you know, He's you know, he's a whiskey taster, right? Okay. And he's you know, he's on the Beverage Institute, and he'll say something tastes like orange peel when, you know, one of the other judges might say it tastes like marmalade. Okay. You know, so like nobody's wrong. It's just that he's had more oranges and other guys had more marmalade. You know, so he's like, sure. but don't be afraid to describe these beers and just, you know, and be adventurous without solely relying on ratings.
Okay.
So,
and so the beer, this is put on by Beer Effects, right? Mm-hmm. That's a Kent's thing, right?
Yeah. So, so it's Kent's website, and then they've done maybe three or four events, kind of like this, mm-hmm. where there's a moderator. I actually moderated one. It was pretty cool. It was from homebrew to production. It was on Chicago Beer Week last week. And some of the other topics have been, you know, sours has been a topic.
Right.
And then I think Steve Masney from Beer Download, he did one about barrel aging.
Sure.
You know, okay. So there's this, it's just like this 4-person panel, and there's a guy that moderates it, and then, you know, you enjoy beers while you're there. So that was the other part
of
about
course.
This thing.
Okay.
There were some really good beers there. Off Color had their Dino S'mores. Have you had this?
No.
It's the biggest beer they make. It's like 11%.
I've had their Dino Jello shots
at the launch party. That launch party where we're all kind of hanging out, drinking all these crazy beers.
Or those might have been Dino.
I think
s'mores.
That's where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah, because right. I think it was Courtney made these dinosaurs that were basically like what the s'mores, like, you know, marshmallow, chocolate, graham cracker things.
Yeah.
But they were shaped like dinosaurs, right?
Oh, okay.
So I think that's where this came from. Because they actually put like marshmallow and graham, like in graham cracker and like cinnamon, all this stuff in the mash.
Okay.
You know, and that beer is awesome. That beer is all sorts of awesome. What else was there? Cuvée du Tamy from, which is a sour from, not Pizza Port, because in the movie.
Lost Abbey?
The Lost Abbey. Okay. So yeah, so Tommy, who's the brewmaster at Lost Abbey, he was at Pizza Port. So in the movie, sure. he's drinking Cuvée du Tamy. So they had Cuvée du Tamy on draft.
Oh, nice. Okay.
18th Street had a beer. I believe Half Faker had a beer. Coffee Bender from Surly. And then the Off Color beer. So that short tap list, about five beers.
But yeah, not bad.
So it was good, man. A couple things he talked about. Because Michael Jackson, you know, he died in 2007, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the books that he wrote that people really respect are a little before my time. But he did point out that the World Guide to Beer, 1977, and the Pocket Guide to Beer, which is 1986, they all agreed that these are books you should have even today.
Oh, okay.
You know, especially the World Guide to Beer. The World Guide to Beer apparently really defined beers by style. So, you know, so even guys in Belgium, you know, would look at this book and say, wow, this is awesome, because you kind of categorize all these different types of Belgian beers, and nobody here is even doing that. And this dude from London is doing it.
Sure, cool.
So, you know, it's a really monumental book, and they all talked about how it impacted their lives and how good it is to read, so...
Wow, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so that was good stuff. Woo, that was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thirsty after that? Speaking of 18th Street, did you make it to that grand opening of theirs?
No, I missed it. There is a video online, though.
From the opening?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed the opening, though.
All right.
Yeah.
I need to make a trip down there. I think now that's warming up, I think there's a bike ride is in order.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right, but that's your thing. You've done that. You bike the breweries.
Bike the breweries, yeah.
That's intense, man. I think you guys, did you guys go to like Solemn Oath or something crazy like that?
Yeah, last summer we rode out to Solemn Oath.
Jeez.
And then that was the same day as Popfest. So we also rode over to Popfest.
So in Naperville?
In Warrenville.
In Warrenville.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
So that was
on a bike, on a bicycle.
Yeah, bicycle.
Oh, wow.
But then also this past week, right when I came back, the next day was this What the Ferk.
Oh, yeah. What the Ferk, man. So, yeah, you get back to town, and then it's like, oh, yeah, there's this.
Judge this event.
There's these, you know, over 20 beers, and you're a judge, so you got to try them all. And it, and it's at an arcade.
Yeah. So I was down when I heard about this, and then when I was told the date, I was like, oh, yikes, this could be bad.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know jet lag. I didn't know how jet lag was going to affect me or even how I was going to be feeling. But I made it there.
So yeah,
you did too. Ken was there. There was a lot of like bloggers and media people there.
Yeah, so I saw Lorna from Chicago Barley's Angels. That's a cool name for an org, Barley's Angels. The guy Carl Clockers from Guys Drinking Beer. I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
A few other guys. Yeah, there was maybe like 10 or so.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff, and it was nice to see everybody actually show up and actively participate. You know, I was gonna blow the whole thing off, honestly. Not I was gonna be there and drink. Don't get me wrong, but so you get these sheets, and you have to actually, you know, drink every beer and then critique every beer
as a judge.
As a judge. Okay. So we got there at like 11 a.m. and the thing doesn't start till like 1. I don't think. Right? Yeah. So we're there hanging out, and then you know, about an hour into it, you know, I see Brad and Ken from the Hotcast, and they're like, "Yeah, we're done." I'm like, "You're done with what?"
Maybe it was like 2 hours.
Like 15 minutes into the event. But yeah, but you guys finished. You sampled every firkin.
Right. Yeah, so 25 or 26 spread out throughout headquarters. And we just went down the line. I was going to jump around at first, and I was like, this doesn't make sense. I'm going to not remember what I had. And then Ken and I were like, we're going down the line.
Yeah.
And we just
get after it.
Went down the line. We tried them all. We even rinsed our glasses after every beer.
There you go.
That's what we're judging, man. You gotta.
You gotta judge. You gotta put your judging hat on it and get to work.
It was a fun event. I would say the judging might have been skewed a little because we knew what all the beers were.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a brewery I really didn't like, like what if there's some guy was a jerk to me? No one's been a jerk to me. But if there was, then I would have been like, oh, I don't like this brewery. Zero. But I didn't, you know, I didn't try to take that. I took the beer.
Right. And just and try to do your best to be like, you know, just be a proper judge.
Yeah.
Right. And then not skew anything. Yeah. Same here. I was surprised that some of the bigger name breweries, you know, they had some stuff that I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, man, that sucks. I wanted this to be really good. Like Bender on Oak, for example.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was all right. Right.
It was like too thin and just that one wasn't my thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was cool. I really enjoyed the Half Acre one. They had the Ginger Twin with, I think, Galaxy and Amarillo in the cask.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Thorn. Is it Thornbridge?
Yeah, from UK.
Yeah, they're from the UK. They had the other Kipling, which is they're calling it like a Pacific Pale Ale.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And right next to Ginger Twin was Vandermill's Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Which was nice.
Which was, really sour and tangy, but it smelled like sweet pears when you smelled it. It was great. I'm like, man, I'm still not sure what the hell a Perry is, but it was great.
A Perry is a pear cider.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah. So ciders have apples, and then Perrys have pear. They're made of pear.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But we did, I didn't stay for the judging. I don't think you did either, but we do know a couple of the winners, right?
We do. So there were three categories. There was the People's Choice, and then there was like what they called like Industry Professionals Choice, which was, you know, bar owners, restaurateurs, that kind of thing. And then there was like the Media Choice.
Okay.
Right. So we stuck around for the Media Choice, and I know that the runner-up was the Grapefruit IPA from
Lakefront
up in Wisconsin. And then the winner was Local Options beer.
Right. They had was it a Smoked Hellas or a Hellas? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. So
those are two solid choices.
Yeah, those were after I did my 25 or 26, both those were beers I went back to enjoy while I played some pinball.
Yeah. Lots of pinball machines at this place, at this arcade. Compared to Emporium, where it feels like it might be half and half at Emporium, maybe.
There's only like 10 pinball machines there.
So it's like, more at Emporium.
Definitely.
This felt like, it almost felt like a lot more at pinball machines.
Yeah. I had to show some people how to play Tapper. Some guy was just terrible at Tapper. Like, he didn't get the idea of pouring beer. If you don't know Tapper, Tapper's a game where you like pour beer and you serve the people at the bar. It's a great game.
It's one of the best. That game's awesome. It's a must, yeah.
So if you're drinking and playing Tapper, you should know how to play. And this guy was just bad at it.
Man. Probably letting all the glasses drop.
He looked like a 2-year-old playing a video game. Like, that's how, like, he didn't know what he was doing.
You're like, step aside,
son. Excuse me, sir. I know you didn't pay for this game because they're all free there, but you need to get out of the way.
Which is a cool feature of headquarters. All their games are free. That was a good Sunday.
Yeah.
And the weather opened up. It was great.
Yeah, I think they had the windows open there, and it was good. Great turnout for the event, so hopefully they do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, so cheers to those guys. So I went to that event, and then I went to the Founders KBS tapping last night. This is at Timothy O'Toole's.
Okay.
Timothy O'Toole's right downtown, man, right in Streeterville.
This is why we're a day late on our recording.
Because
right?
Nick was out boozing. He couldn't show up for the goddamn recording. Yeah, it was so the Founders guys are in town and then they're doing this thing all around town, right?
Okay.
So this is the first stop. This is an event that starts like really early, like 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Right, you know, and then the beer starts flowing. So they had 35 beers. Not all of them were Founders beers, but a big majority of them was basically Founders' entire year round catalog was there.
Oh, cool.
You know, and then you had KBS 13 and KBS 14. So for what I didn't know, first of all, well, KBS, you know, they used to call it Kentucky Breakfast Out.
Yeah.
Now they just call it KBS. I think, you know, they got into some, you know, I think the law, some legal stuff about calling it Kentucky Breakfast Out.
Right, okay.
So probably just,
breakfast. I think, the one has a baby on it, right? The breakfast style.
Yeah, the breakfast style has a baby on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, it sure does. And the baby's like, you know, drinking like a bowl of, he's eating a bowl of cereal. And the bowl of cereal says like Founders on the bowl.
Uh-huh.
And there's this kid with a bib. Okay. And
they didn't get in trouble for that.
They didn't get in trouble for that. But they're like, yo, we can't call it Kentucky breakfast style. So, talking to these guys, right? And the guy, he's a CEO. So he's got the brewmaster, but he's a CEO. And, you know, it's his company. And the guy's cool as hell. And he's talking about how, you know, Kentucky breakfast style or KBS is actually, you know, they say it's a beer that's aged in barrels in a cave for a year.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it's actually, it's a blend of different barrels. So some barrels are, you know, so some barrels have been down there for 4 years and some have been down there for 6 months. And they blend them all to get to a year.
Okay.
Right? I didn't know that. And also, we were always under the assumption that, because, you know, they got that Backstage series and CBS, which is Canadian Breakfast Stout, we always thought, well, KBS must be bourbon barrels. We thought it was the breakfast style base.
Yeah.
And then for KBS, it's bourbon barrels. And for CBS, it's the maple syrup barrels.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's true for CBS. But for KBS, it's a completely different recipe. So they start with an imperial stout base, an imperial stout different from the breakfast stout. I never knew that.
No. Okay.
So that was cool. Just, you know, just a little nerd questions.
Did
you
he
had.
Say why or?
Well, he said because he wanted it to be a bigger beer that was malt forward that could last longer. Okay. You know, and he's like, you know, the breakfast stout, just, you know, body wise and ABV wise, he thought a different beer would play better in a barrel.
Okay.
So, I was like, so, you know, what's the top selling beer for you guys? He's like, right now, the all day IPA,
right,
which is a great
makes
beer.
Sense, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, that's 28% of all the beer they make, and he said, wow. That's followed by
and that was what, two three years ago it came
it
out.
It was not very long ago.
Yeah,
yeah, I would say, yeah, 2-3 years max that beer's been out, mm-hmm. And he said that 28% for that, and then that's followed by Dirty Bastard and Curmudgeon and. What was the other one? Oh, Centennial. The Centennial IPA.
Oh.
All at about 16%.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's totally different. So, just to give you guys an idea, so you go to some breweries like Spotted Cow, that's like, you know, 60% of all their beer.
Right.
Right. Or even 312. 312 at Goose Island is like 55%. Like, all, like most of the beer they make. Well,
the company makes.
The company. Thank you. Yeah. So, and I'm like, dude. That's pretty good that this beer is only like 28%. He's like, yeah, so if someone stops liking a certain style, he's like, we're not just completely lost. You know, he's like, he likes having that balance.
Right.
Which is cool. And I didn't know that about those guys.
Oh, nice.
He said his favorite beer, even over KBS, is the Backwoods Bastard, which is the Dirty Bastard. Dirty Bastard is a Scotch ale. Backwoods Bastard is a Scotch ale they put in bourbon barrels. He said that's his favorite beer.
Yeah, they make a lot of big beers.
Yeah.
That get you messed up.
Those beers will get you rocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that party was a good time, man. Hey, shout out to Timothy O'Toole's, man, because this is like a straight up sports bar, like a straight up Irish sports bar, but they have a killer beer program and nobody really knows about it. Nobody really talks about it. Probably because it's in that part of town where it's kind of like a tourist trap. You know, it's like literally like 2 blocks from Navy Pier in that area where a lot of hotels are. So it's not the first place you think of come when it comes. It does. Goddamn.
Is it on
it's BCS.
Is it on the river there?
It's just north of the river.
Okay.
It's just north of the river. So if you're on Columbus, you know, you right past Wacker, you go like 2 more blocks north, and then it's right there.
Okay.
On Columbus. Yeah. Columbus and Fairbanks.
Nice. Okay.
So, but yeah, they got a really good beer program. I was there for a Stone event a few years back, and it was basically like all these crazy Stone beers.
Okay.
Like 30 of them.
Oh, is that place downstairs?
It's the one you go downstairs to get to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one.
All right.
Yeah. It's good stuff. You said.
I like trying a picture where this is at. Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing some fun stuff there. I really enjoyed this event because it reminded me of the kind of events where like the kind of events we would go to before, maybe like 4 years ago when everybody didn't really understand what was going on locally. And, you know, it wasn't like you're sitting at the bar and guys are breathing all heavy on your neck and everybody's got their arm over you trying to get a beer because it's this rare beer. Ray Beer named the number one beer in the world, KBS. I didn't know that actually until last night.
Okay.
But it was such a laid back event. Like, you know, basically just, you know, some regulars and then maybe like, I'd say 40 people.
Oh, wow.
Which was
that's perfect. Surprising. Yeah.
It was perfect.
Especially for how popular that beer is.
Yeah. And then once it got later in the night, then the place got jammed. Okay. But there was a period for like 2 hours where you could just have a comfortable conversation with the guy who owns Founders, who's pouring beers behind the bar. And it was a good time.
Very cool.
Woo.
Sounds fun. I think you can find bottles to pick up and stuff, right, around town if you can get your hands on them.
Yeah, if you show up at Benny's at like 9 a.m., right? Because, yeah, that was part of the conversation last night because I guess Beer Adam at the Benny's on Marcy, he was doing 4-packs, but you had to be there at 9. And then I think the Benny's South Loop was doing...
Slip them like a 20.
You know, slip them a 20, get to the front of the line, you know. And then it's like... You know, but most places are only selling you like a bottle, like one. They come in 4-packs, but like one bottle they're selling you in most cases. Yeah, it's crazy.
But you could have been at this event and drank all you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. They give you tickets, they gave you a laminate, and then they gave you like a pencil with a scorecard.
Nice.
So, one more thing. So I had 13 and 14 KBS. Mm-hmm. The 13 is where it's at. Oh, and yeah. You know, like it was not surprisingly. The 14 tastes a lot like booze and fresh coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The 13 is just kind of like this awesome chocolate stout.
Nice, you know? Okay.
Yeah, like a nice chocolate bourbon stout.
Good to know. I bet I still have like some 2010 in the cellar somewhere.
For it to be a coffee beer, because, you know, I mean, they age pretty well. Okay. You know, I think he said, hey, we throw a little coffee, a little chocolate in there. But it's meant to be a malt forward beer that lasts. You know, at last the test of time, some you can sell her. So
nice. Maybe I should sell mine.
You should totally sell it. I might buy it from you.
Okay. Well, should we talk about what's coming up then?
I feel like we got pretty heavy in the last week. There was a lot to do though.
Well, we're 2 weeks off, so.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. What do you got on the calendar?
All right, so this Thursday coming up, so this is actually tomorrow, Thursday the 3rd, there's an event at the Field Museum. Yeah, so the Field Museum has a bistro called the Field Bistro, and they're doing something called, Hop To It. So Hop To It is an event featuring Off Color Brewing. So Off Color, if you don't know, they made a house beer for the Field Museum. It's called a Tooth and Claw. Like, you've had this beer, right?
Yeah, I went to the launch event for the bistro there, and this beer was on tap there.
Yeah. So this is, it sounds like it's a dry hop pilsner is the house beer there. And then, so the Off Color guys are going to be there, you know, probably John and Dave. And then what you're going to have is these Egyptian beer vessels from like 3000 BC that are, you know, are on exhibit apparently right now at the museum. Cool. And you're going to have like the museum curator talk about the brewing process from ancient times. And then you're going to have the Off Color guys there to probably
drink out of them.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be rad?
I'm sure they would never let that happen.
And then you get to take your picture drinking out of those 3,000 BC barrels.
As long
barrels.
As you get to dress up like an Egyptian.
So this is going to be Thursday. This is a $40 ticket, $40 for members. So it's $45 if you're not a member.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Thursday, April 6th. I'm sorry, Thursday, April 3rd from 6 to
8. Nice. Definitely check that out. That beer is great, and I think that's the only place you can drink that Tooth and Nail, right? Tooth and Claw. Yeah. Tooth and Nail is a emo punk label,
right? Oh, is
right?
that a band? You and your emo band.
I got something for like the following week, but anything else? Oh,
this weekend.
Alpha Beer, right?
Alpha Beer. This is Alpha Beer 12?
Okay.
Yeah. X 11.
Yeah, I think that's 12.
We're gonna go with Alpha Beer 12 on that one. Okay. Alpha Beer 12. So this is the local tourist. Teresa does these events where it's basically like, you know, it's a beer for every letter in the alphabet, Alpha Beer. Mm-hmm. So she got this idea because I think her mom was a commuter, and this is a game they would play on the train, you know, after work. Okay. You know, hopefully not all in one night.
Right. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just coming up the names of the beers.
Yeah. So it's like 26 beers. It's got a host. There's a chef that's doing the hosting. Her name's Jill. Jill, H-O-U-K. Hoke.
Okay.
That works. Yeah, she's the Alpha Beer host, and Alpha Beer is going to be at AJA Hudson's Public House. This is on North Ashland, so 3801 North Ashland. This will be Saturday. So Alpha Beer tickets are $50. You try 26 different beers. They were selling you tables of six. You could get a six-person table for only $250, but okay. That sold out, so now you can only get the $50 tickets.
Okay. I went to the last one, and it was at Beer Bistro. I knew it talked about it before. Whew.
Sounded hardcore.
It was rough.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Teresa at the headquarters event. And
yeah.
She said this time their beers are going to be a little lower in ABV. Bob kind of got out of hand.
As Bob does.
So I think they might be a little smaller. So that could be not smaller in size, but smaller in alpha.
Absolutely. ABV. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I had a blast last time. I don't think I can make it this time, but you should definitely check that out.
Yeah, that's a good way to spend a Saturday night, is at Alpha Beer. Right. So
you're gonna need a ride home, like if you can even walk out of the place after 26 beers, because it moves fast.
It moves fast, and there's a good chance you're gonna get rocked at this event. let's just be honest. It's a fun time. One of the first things that I ever did in craft beer, I actually worked one of these Alpha Beers. It was like Alpha Beer 3 or something.
Okay.
And it was at a hotel in the South Loop. And it was super fun. You just walk around, you know, and pour beers. This was like before everything, like before the website. I was just like this dude that really just liked drinking. I'm still that dude.
But now you have a website.
Yeah, but I'm still that dude, but now I have a website. But yeah, it's a good time. I really enjoyed that event. So
nice. Yeah. Then I got an event for next Thursday, the 10th.
Okay.
This is Chicago Beer Gals and Beauty Night. So this is a ladies event.
For the ladies.
Right. It's at a spa, and it's put on by Goose Island. So you get to try some new beers from Goose Island, like the Endless IPA and the Illinois. And
Illinois is good,
yeah. And I don't even think Endless is in bottles yet.
You might be right.
Yeah, I know it's coming. I've had it, but yeah. It's coming.
Yeah.
And this is at Nokivio Spa. I think that's how you say it. I don't know.
Right. It's at a spa.
Yeah, it's at a spa.
Right on.
And I think it's $40 and definitely worth checking out. And, you know, you get two mini spa services and two of the new beers from Goose Island.
Yeah. The Endless. Well, I had it at a Pitchfork last year.
Okay.
Because that's the one. It used to be called the Four Cone. And I think they made it for a Pitchfork. And now they're just going to make it all the time and call it Endless. It was good. At Pitchfork, it was great.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a nice session IPA.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Anything else on the calendar coming up? I'm sure we're bleeding into the following week now. We're going to run out of stuff to talk about next time.
Yeah, right. We totally are. I got one more thing. So the event isn't until Tuesday, April 15th, but it's a homebrew event. So you might want to get your submissions in for it, because the actual event is on April 15th. Mm-hmm. So it's called a True Brew Battle. So this is at a restaurant called V's in Western Springs. That's in the southwestern burbs, like the western suburbs. So basically, this is a homebrew event where you bring your beer, and Marty Nachel, who wrote Beer for Dummies, and then John J. Hall are going to judge these beers, and the winners of the contest get to have their beers paired with food from V.
Okay.
So the way I understand V is that, you know, Randy Mosier is like, he likes that area, right? He might even live out by that way, right? And then what happens is Fire Rabbit does a lot of events at this restaurant. VIE is a restaurant out in Western Springs. So what they're saying is, hey, come out and submit your beer, and then we'll put it on the menu, and we'll have an event around the beers that win this homebrew contest.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so it's just $20 to get in the contest, but what you want to do is contact V Restaurant out in Western Springs, because there is a cutoff date to get your submissions in, and then the dinner, whoever wins, the dinner will be on June 10th, but this event where they actually try all the beers and pick winners, that's going to be on Tuesday, April 15th.
Very cool. Well, sounds good. So you got to get your beers in, right?
Yeah, get your beers in.
Well, I think that'll do it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. We had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And I know we went through it fast. I felt like we were rushing through it.
Getting after it.
Yeah. But Nick, how can people get a hold of you if they want to let you know about an event or, yeah, just find out where you're at?
Absolutely, man. Twitter, at Nicosio on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are up there. So go ahead and subscribe. Leave us a review on iTunes. That's helpful. Other people find out about the show that way and subscribe. And we got a Facebook page. We're posting photos from events and just sharing other events we come across that we don't end up talking about on the show, because sometimes they just pop up and we've already recorded for the week.
So very true.
Want to let you guys know. And thanks for listening. This is episode number 24.
Right on. Until next time, guys. Cheers.